Imagine actually loving everything you have in your closet. I'm getting a little closer to that experience the more I get from Honeylove. I've learned I can really rely on the comfort, fit, quality, and look of Honeylove no matter what. And it seems like they think of everything we might want but didn't know existed. The Legging 2.0, for example, has it all. Comfort, function, and style. Smooth, soft fabric, hidden shaping panels that make me feel extra supported and confident, sheer-proof fabric so I have no worries, side pockets for the convenience I need, a super cute look, and more. And I love that I can wear them out and about, around the house, or to work out. And Honeylove addresses all of the typical complaints about bras and shapewear, too. All of Honeylove's products make everything I wear feel better. So yes, Honeylove has you covered for the everyday look, workouts, weddings, and more. Go check it out. Treat yourself to the best bras, shapewear, leggings, and more on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/newsworthy. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/newsworthy. After your purchase, they ask you where you heard about them. So please support our show and tell them we sent you. Treat yourself to Honeylove because you deserve it. Today is Monday, January 9th. We'll tell you how the U.S. House finally elected a new speaker, the number of votes it took, and what kind of deals had to happen behind the scenes. Also, what happened when President Biden met with the Texas governor about immigration? And another big storm heads for California. Plus, an update about the Buffalo Bills player who collapsed on the field and how he may have given his team a boost from his hospital bed. The FDA has approved a new Alzheimer's drug. And a flying car, a noise-canceling mask, some of the latest tech revealed at the industry's biggest trade show. Those stories and more next. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It took a lot of late nights of negotiating, but the U.S. House finally has a new speaker. And today, he's already facing another challenging vote. Lawmakers elected House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy after 15 rounds of voting. The first time in 100 years, the speaker was not picked with just one vote. But he did have to make some concessions to sway 20 conservative Republicans who were originally voting against him. Like, he had to make some big changes to the rules package the House is voting on today that basically lays out how the House is going to operate. And it now includes some of the things those conservative lawmakers were demanding. For example, there's now a rule that says it will take just one member to call a vote on removing the speaker from his role. Also, that any move to raise the debt ceiling must also be accompanied by spending cuts. A plan to create a new subcommittee on what's called the weaponization of the federal government. Sources have told news outlets like the New York Times that one of its main missions will be to review investigations into former President Trump. And more. The U.S. House votes on that package today, but already lawmakers on both sides of the aisle say they'll be voting against it. So we'll have to see if it actually passes. President Biden is promising more resources for the U.S.-Mexico border. He visited the border city of El Paso, Texas, over the weekend, where thousands of people try to enter the U.S. through Mexico every day. The president watched inspections at the busiest port in the area, along with Customs and Border Protection officers, members of Congress, local officials, and law enforcement. He also had a short conversation with Texas Governor Greg Abbott, who has been criticizing the Biden administration for years now, saying federal policies are not strict enough. When the two leaders met, Abbott handed Biden a letter that laid out steps he wants the president to take. Like, he demanded Biden resume construction of a border wall and detain more people who enter the country illegally. Biden told reporters he had not read the letter yet. But when he was asked what he learned from this visit, the president said, quote, "They need a lot of resources. We're going to get it for them." Remember, just last week, Biden announced new policy changes that will turn away many migrants without giving them a hearing. That is, unless they apply for asylum in another country first. And President Biden is expected to announce more new border policies later this week. Today, the president is going to meet with his counterparts from Mexico and Canada for the North American Leaders Summit. So stay tuned. Brazil's capital was the scene of an uprising over the weekend. And as many reports point out, it had a lot of similarities to the U.S. Capitol riot 2 years ago. This time, thousands of rioters stormed Brazil's Congress, Supreme Court, and presidential offices. They were there for hours until authorities finally cleared everyone out. So how did it come to this? Well, it has now been a week since Brazil's new president, Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, better known as Lula, was sworn into office. But supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro believe he should retake power. and they're the ones who flooded the government buildings, leaving a trail of damage behind. Current President Lula blamed Bolsonaro for encouraging his supporters, since he has yet to concede defeat and spoken of voter fraud, even though there's no evidence of it. Now, President Lula says whoever was involved will be found and punished. President Biden called the invasions a, quote, assault on democracy and on the peaceful transfer of power. And he said Brazil's elected government had the full support of the U.S. California is dealing with even more severe weather today in what's actually the sixth round of storms to hit the state in the last couple of weeks. And one AccuWeather meteorologist said this latest system will likely be a billion-dollar disaster. It's expected to bring a lot more rain and snow to the same places that have already gotten quite a bit in northern and central California. We're talking up to a foot of rain and snow from now until Wednesday. And with that, there's a good chance of flooding and mudslides. Damaging winds are also back across northern California, which could bring down more trees and power lines. Already, hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses lost power over the weekend. And sadly, 12 people have died in the last 10 days. California's governor says he's now asking for a federal disaster declaration in hopes of getting help from FEMA. And yet another round of storms is still possible later this week. The Buffalo Bills returned to the field for the first time since player DeMar Hamlin collapsed in the middle of a game. And they had a pretty emotional victory over the New England Patriots. It's possible players got a little extra boost since they had just gotten some good news about Hamlin. He's now breathing and talking on his own. And he was even able to join a Bills team meeting through FaceTime. Doctors say Hamlin has a long road of recovery ahead, and he's still considered to be in critical condition. But it seems his spirits are up. On Instagram, Hamlin thanked everyone who prayed for him and reached out, saying, quote, the love has been overwhelming. He also gave play-by-play reaction of the Bills game on Twitter as he watched from his hospital bed. Players were wearing number 3 patches on their jerseys, since that's Hamlin's number, and there were tributes to him all over the stadium. The Bills really put on a show, too. From the very opening kickoff, they scored a 96-yard touchdown, the team's first touchdown to open a game in 18 years. Then, after another player scored a touchdown in the third quarter, he gave a game ball to the athletic trainer who's been credited with saving Hamlin's life since he was the one who gave him CPR. Now it's on to the playoffs for the Bills, with DeMar Hamlin cheering them on. More news is coming up, but first, this episode is sponsored by Rothy's. It is a new year, and I'm always open to new style trends, but I also don't have the time, energy, or money to buy a whole new wardrobe every season. And that's why I love Rothy's shoes. I love that I can feel chic and trendy with Rothy's, and yet can wear them for years. And when I am ready for something new, Rothy's has tons of options that I feel good about wearing, since they're also sustainable. Each style is knit to shape with their sustainable signature thread made from recycled materials, which also makes them soft and flexible. Whether your style is classic neutrals or trendy yet timeless pops of color, Rothy's has you covered. And don't just take my word for it. Rothy's has 41,000 five-star reviews and counting. People magazine named The Point the best flat for the first ever style awards. And Self magazine gave Rothy's original slip-on sneaker the title of best slip-on sneaker. So for stylish and comfortable shoes, shop Rothy's. Get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's Rothy's, rothys.com/newsworthy. There's a new medicine hitting the market meant to help treat a disease that's impacting millions of Americans right now. The FDA approved Leqembi for people with a mild form of Alzheimer's. It's one of the first experimental drugs that appears to slow the progression of cognitive decline. Or in other words, it helps people in the early stages of Alzheimer's keep their current mental functions. But there are some serious safety concerns. Leqembi can cause brain swelling or bleeding that can be life-threatening. So patients who get it will have to get periodic brain scans once they start treatment. It's also not clear if Medicare will cover it, and it's set to cost about $26,500 a year out of pocket. For now, the FDA gave Leqembi accelerated approval, which means it's okay for the company to market the drug and for doctors to prescribe it starting next week. Then the agency is expected to consider full approval later this year once it reviews more evidence from larger, longer trials. Still, the Alzheimer's Association says this is a promising development. American Airlines decided to cut 3 more cities from its network, meaning it's now dropped 19 since the pandemic first started. Most recently, it cut flights in and out of Del Rio, Texas, Columbus, Georgia, and Long Beach, California within the next few months. The airline blames a pilot shortage, as well as what it calls soft demand. Other airlines like United and Delta have dropped cities from their route maps, too. Plus, since 2021, both American and United have had to ground dozens of regional planes because they simply don't have enough pilots to fly them. Airlines actually hired more pilots last year than in any other year since 1990. But that still isn't enough to combat the shortage, partly because a lot of pilots retired early or found new jobs at the height of the pandemic. The biggest technology trade show of the year wrapped up over the weekend. Here are just some highlights from CES. For starters, there's a new flying car that can drive on the road, then take off vertically into the air as a way to avoid traffic. But that one still needs the green light from federal regulators before you can actually buy one. There's also a smart home system that's meant to save people money. It puts the electrical breakers, switchers, and outlets in your home on a schedule, so you'll know for sure there isn't anything drawing power when you're not using it. And then there's a mask that can actually keep eavesdroppers from listening to your private calls. It can apparently absorb 80% of voice vibration and keep out any outside sounds, so it's easier to make calls in crowded and noisy places. Other top items include a high-tech car seat that lets you know when it's installed correctly, a virtual smell machine that makes sense to match the views from your phone, and a mixer that weighs ingredients for you so you don't have to use measuring cups. Overall, there were thousands of exhibitors at this year's CES, and most of the companies and startups plan to make their new tech available sometime in the next year. The first full weekend of 2023 brought in a lot of money for Hollywood and theater owners around the country. Box office revenue was actually up nearly 70% from the same weekend last year. And there are two movies leading the way. A sci-fi horror movie called Megan just came out, but Avatar: The Way of Water was still on top for the fourth straight week. It's now brought in more than $1.7 billion overall, making it the seventh highest-grossing movie in history so far. So, with it being such a big success, director James Cameron says he's already planning three more Avatar movies after this one. Well, that's it for the main news, so now it's time for Money Monday, when we talk about one interesting money-related news story. But first, a message from our sponsor. A new year is a great time to evaluate your spending and saving and figure out where you might want to make changes for a better financial future. Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money, formerly known as Truebill, is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills all in one place. Yes, Rocket Money will negotiate to lower your bills up to 20%, makes saving money effortless with an automated savings feature, can assist in setting up a budget, and more. On day one of signing up, I found some paid subscriptions that I had forgotten about. I was able to cancel them quickly and immediately saved myself money. And I'm not the only one. Over 3 million people have used Rocket Money, saving the average person up to $720 a year. Stop throwing your money away, cancel unwanted subscriptions, and manage your expenses the easy way by going to rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. That's rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. rocketmoney.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Money Monday. So a lot more young adults are apparently deciding the best way to save money is to just live with their parents. The U.S. Census Bureau says nearly half of Americans ages 18 to 29 still live at home. Although to be clear, the trend is mostly driven by Americans younger than 25. And a recent survey found the majority of them are either living rent-free without contributing at all to household expenses, or they're putting in less than $500 a month. A lot of these young adults say it's necessary because of record high prices in rent, groceries, and more away from home. Psychologists and financial planners tell The Hill there's good and bad parts of this arrangement. They say the biggest issues are that parents and their adult kids both face issues around boundaries, privacy, and more. But on the flip side, they've seen multi-generational households be productive and useful, just as long as everyone is making some progress to move their lives forward. All right, thank you so much for listening today and every day. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. For now, have a great day.